Well, that Tiguan is the one I'm looking at, so looks like it's a variation of what I got. So, although, oddly, you can't get any towing with it, so that's going to, I'm going to have to decide on that. Whatever I get should have at least a minimal amount of towing. That is one thing I like about the Escape. I got the 2-inch hitch, and I can do up to 3,500 pounds. Not a lot, but it's enough for my utility trailer loaded down pretty good. I can load my utility trailer, which weighs about 800 pounds. I can load that, and it can carry up to, I forget how much, but anyhow, it ends up working out just about perfect. I can load that thing up to capacity, and the car would just be able to pull it off. So, and that was the biggest reason I got that, in addition to running my HF antenna and my bike rack. That's what I use the 2-inch hitch for, but I use it for a lot of stuff. So that is kind of important. So if I don't get a car that has it, I'm going to have to figure out what the hell I'm going to do about all that. Anywho, I've heard good things, but, you know, with your daughter and her husband, son-in-law, are they just leasing? You know, because people have a really good impression of a vehicle, you know, when they're leasing, because, the 2 or 3 years they own it, it's got, you know, full service, bumper to bumper. Then you turn it in and get a brand skippy new one. It's kind of hard to, unless you get a real lemon out of the gate, which that doesn't happen too often anymore. It happens, but it doesn't happen that often. But you're going to have a pretty good impression. I used to do that, and I never had any bad cars, right? I had a couple that had to go in for a little thing here or there, but they're all brand new cars. We kept going in for full bumper-to-bumper service. Hell, it wasn't a problem in them. So that's just my thought there. Anthony?